Hello, this is Jeffrey Mangus with Ghostwriting USA and jeffreymangus.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to a new video here on my channel. I'm going to ramp up my channel here on YouTube. I'm really going to dive in deep with everything about ghostwriting and everything about creating books, writing books as new authors, writing business books, memoirs, and I'm going to cover every single topic that I can even think of in helping you pick the right ghostwriter, and also how to understand about the importance, the semantics, and also everything involved in writing a book for your business, and how to build your business and your brand and your marketing, and also leave a legacy with your book. But today's topic is a very important one that most people don't actually realize when they start to write a book, or even in the process of writing a book with a ghostwriter, is that you never know who or how your book is going to affect someone's life. And that's an important aspect. That's probably one of the most important aspects in writing a book, besides the money and the financial aspects, and we're going to talk all about that. The fact of it is that you never know where it's going to reach, how many years from now it can help someone, and how it's going to impact their life. I found this out, honestly, when I lost my left leg below the knee in 2017, that was the moment of my life that changed my entire trajectory and started a new career as a ghostwriter. I wrote my first book. That book started to sell. I was asked to ghostwrite a book for a friend, and I'm giving you the complete short story, but I ended up into a brand new career writing books for authors around the world. And it's been so exciting, but in that moment of losing my limb, all I had in my circles, in my head, was how was I going to get back up? How was I going to walk again? I wasn't thinking about career. I wasn't thinking about money, even though we were just about dirt rat poor at that moment. And that's a whole other podcast and video. But the thing is I wasn't thinking about that. All I was thinking about was how writing was helping me deal with what I was in, the internal conflict I had inside. And it was the only way I knew how to... I can verbalize and I can speak, but I definitely write better than I can verbalizing things. I can communicate extremely well in written word over top of just speaking. And it's always been that way. So I relied on that when I was going through this tumultuous time in my life. My inner soul was in pure turmoil. I'm figuring out how is I going to get back up? How was I going to stand? How was I going to live again with a part of my body missing forever? And it was a hard thing to grasp. So I was dealing with a lot of depression, a lot of grief. I was grieving, actually. It was like a death. And because it was a death of not only a physical death to my limb, but also a emotional death to who I was before. Then now I was a different person, and I was thrust into this new world of unknown. I didn't know where I was headed. I didn't know where I was going with it, with my life. So writing, I turned to writing, which was the most purest thing that I knew I could do, and I started writing. And when I wrote my first book, the second book, which was called Impossible, and that book is geared to help the amputee from the moment they lose their limb to the time they get their life back. And not only is it written for the amputee, but it's also written for the spouse, the family, the partner, the friend, whoever that person is that's beside them, that's going through this time in their life with the amputee. So my book hit two target readers. So, but as I wrote the book, and this is something I really, really want to stress, as I wrote the book, I had that target reader in focus. That one end-all person, the one person who was lost, who had just lost their limb, who who was confused, who was hurting inside, who was grieving, who didn't know where they were going with it. I put myself in their shoes throughout the book. I wasn't thinking about money. I wasn't thinking about distribution. I wasn't thinking about marketing. All I did was write from pure, sheer desire to help someone out. So with that said, that all paid off, because once that book published, and even today, I get questions, I get people that reach out to me and tell me that how much my book helped them and how much my book helped them change their life for the better, for the positive. So beyond this, all goes beyond money. It goes beyond distribution and marketing and branding and all of that that comes involved in a book. But when you touch one person with your book, it means everything. It's everything that that you want, and it's more satisfying than filling your bank account. Now, don't get me wrong. We're going to talk about this. I'm all about making money with your book and you know, sharing the fruits of your labor from, you know, writing your book to finally seeing it published to the world and enjoying the, you know, what the financial gains you can get from a book. I'm not condoning that whatsoever. But today's topic, I want to talk more about how you can impact someone differently with your book, and that goes beyond money. And what brought this all to my attention is, you know, just recently I spoke to a new author, and immediately the first question out of their mouth was, how much money am I going to make with the book? How much? What can I look at? What's my return on investment? That's a term that I hear a lot. And that's okay to think about. There's nothing wrong with thinking about the return on investment, and you should think about that. But the moral of today's lesson is, I want you to think past the return on investment. Writing a book is something that you're going to, and it's, I don't want to sound cliche, but it's about leaving a legacy, leaving something behind that others can either get educated, get informed, or be entertained. And when you change someone's life, and when you make a difference with your words, with your stories, with your events, and everything that you put into your book, that's a milestone in someone's life that, you know, that's a bucket list thing that most people don't get to do. So when you hire a ghostwriter to help you write a book, don't think about return on investment, because the one I know, and we're going to talk about this too, is when you write from the heart and when you write from with the reader in focus and full focus and with a pure desire in helping them learn what you've done, how to cope or overcome a challenge that you did, what tragic event that you went through that now you can help someone either avoid or undergo and help themselves through that same event. When you do that, it's way beyond return on investment. It's way beyond money. It's so important, and that's why it's so important that I'm actually writing here and recording this today as a podcast, because when you work with a ghostwriter like myself, you know, I know how to deliver the questions, those really important questions that inspire thought, that allow you to dive deep into your inner self, allow you to self-introspect, allow you to really reflect on your past experiences, what you've went through, and how to bring it to the reader in a way that it engages them and also helps them understand themselves and what they're going through on their end. It transcends. It all transcends way beyond money. And yeah. So this client that I was talking to, it was the first question out of their mouth was, how much money am I going to make with the book? And I told the client the hard, ugly truth. And here it is. No writer, no person, no author, and no ghostwriter, and myself, anywhere can predict how a book will do. I don't care if you're a celebrity. I don't care if you're a politician. you may, and yes, trust me, if you are a celebrity or a politician or a notable figure out there, it's wonderful. And you probably will sell a lot of books. With just your name alone, the leverage that you have in the market, you will. But I am trying at this stage, and I want you to understand that there's something more to this than just return on investment. There's more to it. Because no one can guarantee the sales of a book. I mean, yeah, you can do everything right. You can launch your book right. You can have a launch team. And you can do every single thing necessary. But if it doesn't help the reader, if it doesn't engage, and if it's flat, that book will fall. And that book will sit on a shelf and never see the light of day again. That's the hard, ugly truth. And I'm not trying to be a downer here. I'm trying to give real information here that if you're here watching my video or listening to this podcast, and you're thinking of writing a book and you're thinking of hiring a ghostwriter to get it done, just know that come into it from a different mindset, a different perspective. Think about it as helping another human being. Think of a way that your book is going to help another person, to get through their life and make an impact. That's where the legacy comes into play. That is exactly where you make a difference. And then when you do that, and when you help people, and when you grab them by the shirt collar and shake their heart, shake their soul a little bit with what you've been through and show them how to get through what they're dealing with, that's something that's so powerful. Again, way beyond money, way beyond financial gain. It's so important that that's exactly why I'm here talking about it. It's such a huge impact on not only on that reader, but it impacts society. It impacts your life as when you start helping people and people start giving you feedback, start talking to you personally and saying, hey, this, you know, when you run into a crowd, if you're at a party and someone says, hey, you know, I read your book and your book changed my life, that's something that you can't buy with money. That's the thing you just can't get and go to Walmart and pick off the shelf. It takes effort, and it takes this straight ahead focus on the reader without thinking about money and return on investments and financial outlays and all of this stuff, which is not, I'm not discrediting any of that stuff. It's very important to think about, but there's more, and that's what I'm trying to convey here. There's more to the story. I've learned this throughout my life. Throughout my life, I have been guilty of chasing the dollar, trying to find ways to make money here and make money there, and dive into things head first and really put my heart into it. But at the end of the day, even though I followed my heart, I wasn't truly following what I had inside. I was just chasing the almighty dollar, and those ventures, failed. I had businesses that failed, that didn't work out, and I was even in a career that I was not happy with at all. I always went to work and walked into my office thinking, how can I get out of this? How can I make my life better? Even though the money's great, we need the money, we need to pay the bills, we need to do this, but I still walked in thinking, you're miserable. What else can you do? What else do you want to do with your life? And then those questions were answered when I lost my limb and when I decided in that moment to be a writer. I've always been a writer, but I never thought I'd do it professionally. But now, after losing my limb and writing my first book and seeing the impact of my second book with Am Possible, how I'm helping amputees, and now 30 books later as a ghostwriter, I've helped many authors around the world bring their books to the world and help them help others, also as well. And this is why I take my job as a ghostwriter extremely serious, because that work that, when I work with an author, I try to definitely push the issue that what you're writing for is you're trying to help someone. That's when you hold that to the candle, when you hold that dear to you as you're working with your ghostwriter, writing your book, keeping that reader in focus, all of the gains and everything we're talking about financially will come because your book will find who your readers, your book will find those readers. And then readers will start talking. Readers will start sharing. Readers will tell others about your book and how it helped them. And it's, that's where you are in a great position to not only, again, to make an impact on others, make an impact on your business, and make an impact on your life, leaving this legacy behind for your family and friends. So that's why I'm just a big advocate on writing a book should mean more than making money. Writing a book should be from the heart with the reader in full focus at all times. And basically, the crux of any book should be to inspire, to educate, or entertain. And it you know, when you do that and when you have it in full throttle, it should make a difference in their life. But why is this so? I mean, why do you have to work so hard to keep the reader in focus? Because going back to the title of this whole podcast and video is you just never know who or how your book's going to impact somebody. And when it does, that's worth more than any amount of money in the world. Trust me, it is. It's that feeling, that satisfaction, that gratification of knowing that what you've done, the work that you've been involved in, you've outlaid onto the page, the written word, something that transcends, that's transient, that's out there for the world to see, and it's helping someone. Man, that's just a great feeling in the world. And all the effort, all of the work, all that you put into it is completely, entirely worth the effort. It always is. Again, when I wrote Impossible, I approached the book with the reader front and center, and never put my bank account on, thinking about my bank account. I put it all on the back burner for actually almost 2 years. I did that, and my plan paid off, and it's paid off in so many ways. You know, I put my reader first, and again, today, it amazes me how many people that contact me, how many people that have told me that my book has completely changed their life and helped their spouse, helped their friends, helped them understand about limb loss. And then other authors and ghostwriters that I've worked, not ghostwriters, but other authors I've ghostwritten books for around the world, they tell me how, how it was great to work with me and how they felt inspired through the whole journey of writing the book and how now they're seeing the fruits of their labor, but the book impacting and making changes in others' lives. That's wonderful. And that's the whole basic aspect of writing a book and hiring a ghostwriter to do so. If you don't have the skill set or the time, there's nothing wrong with that. Matter of fact, that's what we're here for. Don't feel, stagnated and hire a ghostwriter like myself, get going and get started. Because please don't get me wrong. Again, I'm not against making money or making a living with your book. If you can make residual or passive income with your book, or if you want to start a side business, writing books, then do so. I hope you sell a million books. I truly do. I hope, if you were to hire me as your ghostwriter, I'm the one that's going to fight alongside you to make sure your book gets written, gets finished, gets published. And I hope you sell a million books, not for me, but for you and those readers out there, because I'm just the biggest advocate on if you put the reader first and you affect their life, that will happen. Once you affect someone's life, you might sell a million books and make a lot of money, because when you really impact people, that's what resonates. That's why movies that touch the heart do so well. When you touch someone in a way that they're not used to being touched, if you shake them up a little bit, make them think, make them look at themselves and how to help themselves, that's where the impact lies. Because writing a book, it's like putting a message in a bottle out in the ocean of readers, and because you never know where it's going to end up and who it's going to touch. And that's the other mysterious but fun part of it. Is you never know who's going to pick it up. your book might land at a thrift store 10 years from now. But that book title might just pick get someone who is really struggling, who's really going through something, and they pick your book up, and that your words can help them. That's, you may be long gone after this, you know, after you're long gone, and your book still transcends, your book's still out there, and your words and what you experience in your life helps someone. That's huge. I can't even, it's hard to put into words, really, the importance of it. And that's why, you know, in my world, there's, you know, a lot of focus on dollar signs and return on investment and marketing and branding. And I'm not discounting those things. Those things are all important in as part of hiring a ghostwriter to get your book out there. Those are all, I'm not discrediting anything or saying it shouldn't be talked about. To the contrary, you should talk about those things. But overall, the message of this podcast and this video is books do build leaders, books build legacies, books build your brand, but overall, your book should help someone and it should do it for a long time. Author Margaret Atwood once said, a word after a word after a word is power. And so each word you write has the power to inspire, challenge, and change someone's life. And you don't even know in what ways, you know, how you're doing it, you know, but that's the magic of it, is when you keep your reader in focus and you do it the right way with the right mindset, the right approach, with the reader in full front and center focus, your book will find that audience and it will make waves. It will make impact. And you will do well. So, I mean, working with a ghostwriter, this is where you, as the author, get the rare chance to bring your story, your events, your experiences to the page, and to help someone, you know, during a difficult time or deliver a new perspective that sparks, you know, a major change in their life. This is really important. I mean, I remember even J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter's famous author, said, words are, in my not so humble opinion, our most inexhaustible source of magic. And she was dead accurate on that. Words are magic. Words and the book and your book can do magical things in someone else's life. Because never doubt that your words, they do have magical power and they can make a difference. They will leave a lasting legacy and leave a lasting impact on someone's life. This is where I'm trying to say, overall, this is where you need to be in your mind when you hire a ghostwriter to write your book. Put aside the return on investment, the financial worries, because I've seen it time and time again. When you focus on the reader and you focus on how you're going to help them, return on investment, finances, financial gains will happen. Your book will sell. So, my advice here is, if you're on the fence about writing a book and you've never done it before, or you're thinking about writing a book, but you don't have the skill set or the time, then hire a ghostwriter like myself and keep writing, keep sharing, and never underestimate the power of your words. And most of all, and this is going to be a hard one to understand, never write for money. Never just write a book to sell a bunch of books, because it's better to write one authentic, quality-written book and sell a whole lot of books than to write 20 flat, no-quality books and don't sell anything. It's better to write one that really, truly makes an impact. So always be authentic with your reader in mind. Because again, you never know who you're going to reach. You never know who you're going to inspire and who you're going to change for the better. I hope you got something out of this today. And I thank you again for tuning in to my podcast and the video here today. My name is Jeffrey A. Mangus, and I've ghostwritten over 30 books. And I specialize in business and leadership memoir books and thought leader books. And if you're on the fence here about writing your book, let me give you a few tidbits of what I offer. I do offer free Kickstart book meetings. I offer real-world book writing advice and assistance. That is included in my fee. I offer definitely top-tier, high-level business book ghostwriting. My skill set is something that I take very much pride in my experience level in ghostwriting books. And also offer guaranteed voice capture. It's one of my highest skills. I've talked about this in different podcasts and blogs in the past. Because capturing a voice of an author is the essential skill a ghostwriter should have. And it's one of my top skills that I have, being able to convey your voice to the page. I also offer publication consulting, book coaching, and most of all, I am a ghostwriter who is filled with empathy and compassion and is willing to listen to you and help you succeed in your book journey. I hope if you have any questions, if you'd like to find out more about me, please visit jeffreymangus.com, MANGUS.com, and send me an email, ask me a question. I would love to help you in your book journey and any decision that you're making on hiring a ghostwriter. I would love to talk to you about that. Thank you again for tuning in, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Take care.